I think after any defeat, you want to get back in and play, get a game as quick as possible, and then hopefully get 3 points on the board again. Listen, it was a tough game, tough place to go. There's not many teams that will go down win this season, but I felt performance-wise, we gave it a good shot, and maybe if we'd stayed in it, without conceding the second goal a little longer, we might have had a chance of nicking a point.
Is a defeat against a team like City not really a problem for confidence because you've got so much built up from the good form you had before and the good performances you've been putting in? Will it not matter too much going forward?
Not really. Listen, we're always disappointed when we lose, but I think the form that we showed away from home has given us great confidence that we can, pick points up away from home, and obviously coming back to Turf Moor on Monday, it's important we put on performance and hopefully get some points on the board at home, because I wouldn't say our home form, but our home performances have been a little bit indifferent and a little bit, below the standard that we'd like to set ourselves.
Talk about standards there. Obviously, last season set such a high bar for those home performances and home results. How easy is it to get back to that, or is that just the ultimate aim?
Of course, listen, I think people obviously, come with a different game plan this year. I think obviously last season we had, at this stage, we'd won defeat at home. We've got the same again now. So it's, people are talking about our home form, but we've still picked up decent points return. It's just, I think our performances maybe haven't been maybe the same as what they were last year.
What does it say about this Premier League that a club the size and stature of Newcastle United promoted into the league are being considered a surprise package?
Listen, that's no surprise. It's always the same. Any team that gets promoted are, so I've expected to be down the lower end of the table. It happened with us last year. It happens at most teams that come up. So, they're proving people wrong at the minute, and we know it's going to be a tough game Monday.
Is anybody outside of that maybe top three or four mega teams, your Man Cities of this world, very, very similar in this division in terms of on any given day you can get any result?
But I think teams have proven that you can get results against the top four, but obviously, there is a gulf in class, and I think over the season you'll see that with the, especially the top four or five clubs in the Premier League. But everyone else, I think, it's going to be a really tight league. There's no real standout or teams that you look and think maybe they might struggle. So we have to keep on our game every week and make sure we prepare right and get as many points on the board.
As a competitor, what is it like every week it being a massive game, there being something on it, either in the Premier League or internationally? Obviously, the stakes are massive at the moment. Is that something that really drives you well?
I think it drives every sports person, and I think with this league, it's a new challenge every week, a new style of team, a new way of playing, and as I say, it's one that we're relishing and one that we're enjoying at the minute.